Lesson 5, An Inquiry. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1, Directions. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes.
I'm feeling about the job that was in the paper last night.
Oh, yes, yes. Could you tell me your name, please?
Oh, Candida Fawcett.
Oh, yes. What exactly is it that interests you about the job?
Well, I just thought that it was right up my street, you know.
Really? Could you perhaps tell me a little about yourself?
Yes. I'm 23. I've been working abroad.
Where exactly have you been working, please?
Oh, in Geneva.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what were you doing there?
Oh, secretarial work.
I see.
And previous to that, I was at university.
Mm-hmm.
And
which university was that?
Oh, University of Manchester. I got a degree in English.
Mm-hmm. And you're interested in the job?
Oh, yes, sir. Really, I am. Can you tell me what it's paying?
I think that would be negotiable. If we decide to invite you for interview, then I should talk to you about that. But perhaps you could give me an idea of what sort of range you're interested in.
I'm not really too worried about getting a large salary to start with.
Really?
Just that I should be, you know, very happy to be able to have a job to come back to England and work. And
do you have any special reasons for wanting to come back?
Well, it's just that we've been working in Geneva for a year, and I sort of thought it would be nice to be nearer the family, you know.
I see, yes. And how do you see this job developing?
Well, I am ambitious. I do hope that my career as a secretary will lead me eventually into management or...
I see. You have foreign languages, I take it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. French and Italian.
Oh, yes. Well, look, I think the best thing for you to do is to reply in writing to the advertisement.
Can't I arrange for an interview now?
Well, I'm afraid we must wait until all the applications are in writing, and we'll then decide on a shortlist. And if you're on the shortlist, of course, we shall see you.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I'll look forward to receiving your application in writing in the next day or two.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Question number 1. What are the two speakers doing? Question number 2. Why is the woman applying for this job? Question number 3. Why did the woman want to come back from abroad? Question number 4. What would the woman probably do in the next few days? Question number 5. What conclusion can you draw from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down your answers to the following questions.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes.
I'm feeling about the job that was in the paper last night.
Oh, yes, yes. Could you tell me your name, please?
Oh, Candida Fawcett.
Oh, yes. What exactly is it that interests you about the job?
Well, I just thought that it was right up my street, you know.
Really? Could you perhaps tell me a little about yourself?
Yes. I'm 23. I've been working abroad.
Where exactly have you been working, please?
Oh, in Geneva.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what were you doing there?
Oh, secretarial work.
I see.
And previous to that, I was at university.
Mm-hmm.
And
which university was that?
Oh, University of Manchester. I got a degree in English.
Mm-hmm. And you're interested in the job?
Oh, yes, sir. Really, I am. Can you tell me what it's paying?
I think that would be negotiable. If we decide to invite you for interview, then I should talk to you about that. But perhaps you could give me an idea of what sort of range you're interested in.
I'm not really too worried about getting a large salary to start with.
Really?
Just that I should be, you know, very happy to be able to have a job to come back to England and work. And
do you have any special reasons for wanting to come back?
Well, it's just that we've been working in Geneva for a year, and I sort of thought it would be nice to be nearer the family, you know.
I see, yes. And how do you see this job developing?
Well, I am I do hope that my career as a secretary will lead me eventually into management or...
I see. You have foreign languages, I take it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. French and Italian.
Oh, yes. Well, look, I think the best thing for you to do is to reply in writing to the advertisement.
Can't I arrange for an interview now?
Well, I'm afraid we must wait until all the applications are in writing, and we'll then decide on the shortlist. And if you're on the shortlist, of course, we shall see you.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I'll look forward to receiving your application in writing in the next day or two.
Oh, yes. Yes, certainly.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Here are two poems for you to enjoy. Listen carefully and try to learn them by heart. 1. Don't walk in front of me. I may not follow. Don't walk behind me. I may not lead. Walk beside me and just be my friend. 2. As long as there is a post and the telephone is not cut off, so long as we have things to tell and joys and anxieties to share, we will be friends. Always.
Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
When American students graduate from college, they must find jobs for themselves. But often, they get help from their college and university. Every college has a career counseling office. The people who work there help students learn about different kinds of jobs and the chances for employment. Students can discuss these with a counselor during their first year of college. Some use the information a counselor gives them when deciding what subjects to study. For example, a girl student wants to be an engineer, but she does not know what kind. The counselor can tell the girl that when she graduates in 4 years, there will be more jobs for structural engineers than for chemical engineers. Therefore, the student may decide to study structural engineering. The Career Counseling Office also communicates with local and national companies. Company officials sometimes visit the university to talk to students who want to work for them. The Career Counseling Offices arrange these meetings for the company and the students. They also have classes for students. They teach the students how to find a job, such as what to say to company officials and how to write letters telling about themselves. Experts say that American students who are employed when they finish college usually find jobs in their own field of study. Those who must search for months after graduation usually take lower paid jobs, and their jobs are not connected to what they studied in college. The experts foretell that in the coming years there will be more jobs for health workers, financial experts, teachers, and computer scientists.
Question number 1. How do American students find jobs when they graduate from college? Question number 2. What information can students get from the career counselor? Question number 3. What else does the career counseling office do to help students? Question number 4. What jobs are usually taken by American students who are employed immediately after leaving college? Question number 5. What can you conclude from the passage?
This is the end of Lesson 5.